The fifth step of a HR manager then is rewarding staff. Now, you can reward staff in two ways. You got your financial rewards, and then you got your non-financial rewards. So the main types of financial rewards are the following. So you have wages and salaries. So employees must be paid a fair wage for their labour. The minimum wage at the moment is 10.10. So they have to receive 10 euro and 10 cent if they're in full-time employment. And there are three types of wages and salaries. You got your flat rate pay. So employees receive an agreed set rate of pay per week or month based on a number of hours that they've worked. So if they work 40 hours and they get 10 euro per hour, well, then they're going to get 400 euros. So that's all you're going to get at the week, at the end of the week or the month. So there's no incentive to work harder or for longer. Your time rate pay, so employees are paid a set amount for each hour they work. Overtime is usually paid at a higher rate. There's no reward for improved efficiency, and employees may be tempted to work slower, so they will receive more payment. You have your piece rate pay then, so employees are paid for each item produced that meets the desired quality standard. It encourages maximum effort. Safety rules may be ignored if workers rush their work, and it's only suitable for certain jobs. So depends if you produce, so for every unit of item that you produce, you get paid for it. So the more items you produce, the more wage you're going to get, or the more money you're going to get at the end of the week. But the only thing then, if you're going to keep on producing really, really fast, are the standards going to be met for the product you're producing. The next one then is bonus payments. So give employees a share of the profits resulting from their increased efforts. Commission, so this is an extra payment based on a percentage of value of sale achieved. So if you've got a salesperson and they are on a commission of 10% and they might have made 1,000 worth of sales. So 10% of 1,000 is 1,000, so you get an extra 1,000. And then you got benefits in kind. So these are also known as perks of the job. So they might include health insurance, they might include access to the gym, and that's all paid by the company itself. Profit sharing scheme. So this is when the firm shares parts of their profit with an employee through the payments in addition to wages. And share ownership schemes. So this is when the company offers free or low price shares to their employees, for example, Facebook. It is an incentive for staff to keep costs down, and it breaks down them and us between the employers and management. So staff will feel they're part of the business because they have shares, so they have ownership in it. The non-financial then, or sorry, financial remuneration. So how do you come up with how much money you're going to give your employees? So the following reasons determine the pay you're going to give your employees. The demand for the job, so highly skilled labour is going to be in huge, or is going to be in huge demand, so that they can demand more wage. So highly skilled doctors are in smaller supply than bus drivers, so doctors earn more. The ability and skills that are required for a job, so if it's a skillful job, you can be paid more for it. Longer training periods, for example, vet and surgeons takes a long time to train to it, so it discourages people, so the supply is down, so they're going to get more wages for it. The risk and danger and responsibility will result in having a higher wage packet, and then trade unions would have made deals with the industry as well. Non-financial rewards that include the following. So improved working conditions. So job satisfaction is a degree to which employees feel positive about their jobs, enjoy doing it, and want to continue working with the firm. Job satisfaction is very important to a firm because it helps to keep stress low, improves motivation, and reduces labor turnover and bad staff industry relations. Shorter working hours and longer days is another non-financial reward. Less stressful work. So over 40% of absenteeism in work in Ireland is due to stress as a result of overworking, being lowly paid, bullying or harassment. Another non-financial reward, non-discrimination and bullying or harassment in the workplace. Having a safe and pleasant physical surrounding so that they're all kind of, where they're working is kind of clean and healthy. So health and safety. You've got good social working environments, flexible working hours, for example, job sharing, job rotation, flexi time. You might give them job enlargement, so you give them a variety of tasks, so not giving employees the same tasks all the time. Or you might give them job enrichment, so more responsibility, so they're part of the decision-making process. So that's the list for financial and non-financial rewards, which is the fifth function of a HR manager.